Would you go on a date with the Pixar lamp?
Hear me out. Seriously, I'd try it. If it doesn't go right, then we don't have to go on a second date. Hi guys. Welcome. Gabby, what are you doing?
I'm doing the Sarah.
The Sarah pose. Okay. This is episode 14 of the Skittish and Mix. So how are you guys today?
I'm fantastic. I feel like this is like the fanciest I've ever looked for the recording.
You look really good.
Yeah, you look awesome.
This is the fanciest I've ever been, only because I had a job interview today, which I got, so yay me.
Got the job?
I got the job right on the spot.
What's the job?
I'm not telling these loony bins listening to this recording and coming to my work. I will tell you is after the recording, but
okay.
I did get the job, which is awesome. Yay. And I'm celebrating with a delicious apple cinnamon tea because I'm fancy.
You are fancy.
How are you guys?
Fancy.
What?
How are you guys? How's fancy?
I'm great. I am surviving and thriving is how I'm putting it.
How was your work?
Work was great. Yeah. Nobody yelled at me.
You didn't throw any phones at anyone?
No, I did not.
That's awesome. What an accomplishment.
I know.
A plus.
Yeah. How are you?
I was just going to say the last one.
I'm okay. I mean, I'm a little bit slow, so nothing new with me. Like, I did nothing today. I should have done stuff, but I was like, you know what? I deserve it. Why? Because I'm not working, so I don't have anything to do, but I don't know. Just deserve it, I guess.
Just because. Yay, you. Go celebrate with a Starbucks.
Well, I'm in Digby right now, so I can't do that.
Oh, yeah,
I have
Ryan.
A Starbucks for you.
Yeah, me and what? Sarah will have Starbucks on your behalf. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
I had a Starbucks 2 days ago, and it was like the first time I had a Starbucks in forever.
I had one yesterday, and I had one today.
That's awesome. We have one Starbucks location, and it's a 30-minute drive for me without a car, so that's not really plausible. It does kind of suck, but maybe it's for a reason, because I shouldn't be spending $7 a day on one drink, so it's fine.
Yeah, true.
Did you guys check out the solar eclipse?
I did.
Did you see some funky things?
I did not. I closed my curtains and watched a live stream.
You didn't even go outside?
No, because I didn't have glasses because my mom told me not to look at it. And there's a story about that. I don't know if I told you guys or anyone, but my sister was in high school and my mom was like, okay, Randy, you can't look at it. You cannot look at it. Like, if you look at it, you're not going to be able to see. And Randy was like, but I want to. And mom was like, Randy, you are not looking at it. And she was like, fine then. And she walked in her room, sat in her closet with all the curtains closed and the dark and threw a fit. It was kind of funny. So yeah, Mother Mish did not like us doing that.
What a sin.
The funny, like me and my brother, Jack, went out and all the schools gave out these glasses, like the lunar eclipse ones.
Mm-hmm.
So we went outside, like out the window and watched it. And it was so funny too, because half of my apartment building was outside. Like there's people on their deck. Everyone was like on the grass, like talking to each other, asking to borrow glasses. It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
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 So me, Alex, I brought my cousin Haley, and then Alex's two siblings. We all drove up to Meat Cove, which is like the tippiest of the tip of Cape Breton,
right,
which was like a 3-hour drive for us. And Meat Cove is worse than Digby. There is nothing in Meat Cove, but there had to have been like thousands of people. At Meat Cove. This Meat Cove was like, if you want to see the eclipse, you gotta go to Meat Cove. It was like Meat Cove in Newfoundland. So we went there and that was crazy. Like, it went completely dark for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, the thing was completely closed over. It was like people were in like a, like, it was like we were in a movie theater. Because, like, it completely went dark and everyone went, oh. and then the sun came back and then everyone did a clap.
And we all, the sun's back.
Yeah. like we landed a plane. Everyone was like, yay!
It didn't get completely dark here, though. Like, it got dusky, and that was about it.
Nah, it was crazy. And we were right on, like, the coastline where the ocean was. And the water just completely went dead. And then the sun came back. And then the waves came back. Like,
that's so cool.
It was the craziest thing ever. I will never go to Meat Cove ever again. There's nothing in Meat Cove. But that was an experience.
Yeah, the live stream that I watched was Halifax and Meat Cove.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not even, like, a really good live stream. Like, it was just, like, updated pictures, like, of what was happening.
Yeah.
And, like, I tuned on to Meat Cove, and it was just, like, it didn't get dark at all. And I was like, man,
I'm telling you, it went, but, like, yeah. It felt like it was, like late in the evening, because it went, like, not too late where it's like 10 o'clock, but like on like a the sun setting afterwards, that like darkness, it was crazy.
I guess people said that, like, you could look at it if, like, you were getting a full eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
Once it was over the sun, you could look at it then.
Mm-hmm.
But then without glasses.
But then it's like, do you risk it? And then wait that 1 millisecond, and then instant blindness. I did not take that risk. I did not.
I accidentally made that risk, so it's okay.
That's kind of worth it, though. That's kind of cool you did that. You brave soul.
Yeah, and then on social medias after, I think it was 89.9 The Wave, they posted, like, a picture, and it was like, if you can't see this and looked at the eclipse without protective glasses, then there's something wrong, like, with your eyes.
Picture.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, well, I can see it, so, because I didn't look at it.
Oh,
my. Sarah got some fish, apparently.
Yeah.
All I've been seeing lately is Sarah posting, I got a fish. So how many is there now?
Oh, geez. I want to say there's about 8 or 9, like, actual, like, adult fish, and probably,
ooh.
Like, 10 babies, I want to say.
That's a lot of damn fish.
Yeah.
Where are you putting all of them?
I have a giant aquarium. It's, like, probably 10 gallons, I think, of Daniels, and I just have them in there.
So you roped Daniel into keeping all your fish at his house. That's awesome.
Well, he has his own fish, so I was like, why not? I have fish at your place.
So he's got fish on top of you guys are just an aquarium.
Yeah.
you guys are just a little mermaid.
Yeah. And now I have a fish tank at my place, and I'm getting a fish for here.
I don't know about.
Is there any favorites?
Fish?
No, Sarah, chocolate. Like,
I don't know. Fish are like babies. You can't have favorites.
Listen, that's a lie. There do be favorites in the family. I know Nolan's the favorite. I've accepted that years ago.
I know Randy's the favorite.
Yeah.
But, like, they're all fun. Because, like, they're guppies. So they're just, like, these, like, little, probably that big fish. And there's so many different colors. Like, there's one that's, like, orange. And then the tail looks like it has, like, a little Mickey Mouse on it.
Aww.
That's my favorite.
Aww. Because Mickey Mouse. You gotta take a picture.
I will.
Post it to the
friends. It's funny, too, because I have, like, Daniel has security cameras at his house. I may or may not have moved one so that it's pointing at my fish tank. And I can look at it from home.
I love that.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
I've probably talked about this before, but we had a pet fish once when Nolan was, like, 5. His Kraft dinner.
Yeah, Kraft dinner.
He named it Kraft dinner.
I have fish here. I think they were, like, probably 15 years ago when I was, like, 5. And I named it Nick Jonas, Hannah Montana, and Spider-Man.
Right on. See, Alex was talking the other day, like, I've had all these different, like, Alex has had, like, frogs and fish and I think, like, a hamster or some kind of rodent thing at one point. Like, they had the most exotic freaking animals, and I'm like, we had cat and dog. But speaking of Alex, how many of you guys talk in your sleep. I am one of these people.
Oh no.
I've actually, like, a couple nights ago, not the story that I'm about to tell, but a couple nights ago, I was like waking up laughing. Like, I was waking up and I realized that I was laughing as I was waking up, and I was like, I don't know what I was dreaming about, but that was funny. Like, whatever it was, I was having a great time wherever I was. Like, I'm an avid sleep talker, but Alex makes very clear sentences when they talk in their sleep. And they were obviously whatever in their sleep, and they turn around and, like, I wake up to them, like, shoving my shoulder, and they're like, babe. Like, just like, because they're asleep, they're like barely making words. And I was like, yeah, like, what's wrong, babe? Like, you okay? You okay? Did you eat the breadsticks? What? And then they hit me like they just solved an equation in their head, like, oh, and then turned around and went back to bed.
Did you eat the breadsticks?
Yeah, really?
Nope. To which later in the night, screamed, don't drink the hot dog water!
Oh my god.
I don't know what they were dreaming about, but viewers, listeners, do not eat the breadsticks and do not drink the hot dog water. It's a trap. Don't do it!
I feel like Alex is another Selena's, is it Selena Spooky Boo, the one that does sleepwalking?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I do, on occasion, not often, but on occasion, I do sleepwalk. Like, Alex has waken up, like, in the night to go pee, and I have walked and locked the door and went back to sleep, and I have no recollection of this whatsoever.
You told me about that, I believe.
Yeah, that one was, like, a while back, but mm-hmm. I do be sleeping. Yeah, but apparently I did that a lot as a kid. Like, my dad talked about the story. It was, like, when him and my mom first got together and were living together, he was asleep and woke up half awake, and I was standing by his head at the bed, just, like, looking at him. Not saying anything, just standing beside the bed by his head looking at him.
I would seriously, if I woke up and that's what I saw, I swear you get punched in the face.
I don't know how I did it.
I swear.
And apparently another favorite of mine was to, like, go into the corners of the rooms and just have, like, my head down. And just hang out.
God,
like, I was in The Conjuring or something, just head down in the corner.
Gabby, I'd seriously punch you in the face. Like, I just wake up and get out of bed for a moment to go punch you in the face, and I'll go back to bed.
So next time I'm in Halifax, have the garlic on standby and the holy water.
No, I'm not.
Just because you never know. I could be right there at 6 a.m. staring at you, Brian.
I'll have a deadbolt on my door so you can't get in.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Poor Randy listening to this episode. It's like,
it's like, Gabby's never staying over again.
She's never coming to my place ever again.
we're gonna have a sign at the door. No Gabby's allowed.
But you guys don't talk or walk in your sleep?
Well, I used to wake up, like, sometimes when I was a kid, and my bed was pretty high, and I'd wake up on the floor. I don't know if I fell off, or I got up and said the floor is comfier, which, Brianne, no, it's not. But anyways, I don't know.
Well, Nick does that. Like, I'll be in bed, and I hear thud, and so I come out, and I look at him. There's the bed. There's Nick.
What a sin.
I don't know.
I'm like, are you okay? And he goes, what? And I was like, you fell into your bed. He goes, no, I didn't. And he goes back to bed.
That's me.
I literally am not. He goes back into his bed from not being in the bed.
I fall out of bed, and then I'd just be on the floor till morning. I have no blankets, no pillows, no nothing. It was just me laying on the floor.
You were just doing a boy's sleepover.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? The floor's comfier, apparently, than a bed and blanket and pillows.
Like, for a long time before Haley came around, I was the only, like, female anatomy, like, cousin. So I would go to sleep in the bed and wake up and all the boys would just be in a circle laying on the ground. And it's like, you do realize we had sleeping bags. You're like, oh, there was a rug. There was a rug. It's not like we were sleeping on hard floor. We were good. But they just game okay. all night. And then at like 3, 4 a.m., they were just like, all right, good night. And they had enough. And just go to sleep right there.
I don't know. I gotta ask my mom about that and see if she remembers me falling out of bed and just the reason why, but...
See if she can solve the Scooby-Doo mystery.
Yeah, probably not, though. That's fine. That's fine.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Michelle McIntyre, owner and co-founder of Ignite Fusion Fitness. I wanted to create this podcast so that everyone could unlock their inner fit bitch. It's time that we broke out of those misconceptions and those chains that get put on us in life and know that movement and being fit is a gift that we give ourselves. You deserve the best version of your body possible, whatever that is to you. I've taught fitness for over 30 years. That moment when my client does the thing they thought they would never be able to do, whether it's that first push-up, that first pull-up, that first turn, that first invert, that light, that spark in their eyes, then they look at you and you look at them and you go, yeah, it's all right. It's okay to be proud of yourself. Yes, you did that. And that moment is a gift to you, and it is a gift to me to see. It is the reason why I love what I do. I hope this ignites that inner fit bitch so that you get started, you break out of your fears, that you start moving, that you start taking a new class. Get out there and start being brave. And maybe that's it. Maybe this helps switch that on button for you from being afraid to try something new to flick. Fuck yes, I am gonna try something new. Join me on January 9th for You Can Be a Fit Bitch Too.
Hi, we're your hosts Sarah and Gabby, and welcome to Enchanting Minds. From the cauldron of self-reflection to the spell book of self-care, each episode will unravel the mysteries surrounding mental health and witchcraft. From spells to shadow work, join us each month as we cover different mental health topics and give you ways to cope using the magic of witchcraft. Listen to Enchanting Minds wherever you find your podcasts. Now to get back to the Scotian mix.
So, the Great Outdoor Comedy Festival. Have you guys heard of such things?
Yes.
Yes. They're, yeah. I guess, they're not local. They're like Canada-wide from what I've seen, because it sounds like they do like festivals in Saskatchewan and Montreal and wherever. But they are coming to Halifax. What?
What?
So let me tell you about the Great Outdoor Comedy Festival. They describe themselves as creating an inclusive and safe experience that celebrates and features all forms of performance comedy, from locals to superstars, while supporting the communities and celebrating the beautiful outdoor locations. So, from August 9th to 11th, they are going to be at the Garrison Grounds.
Yeah.
And they now officially just posted the full lineup for those 3 days. And it's actually pretty good.
No, like, I'm looking at it right now and I'm like, ooh.
There's some pretty good ones. So August 9th, so that would be that Friday, there is Nate Bargatze, Jerry D, and ooh. Derek Stroop. Then mm-hmm. we got Saturday, the 10th, which has Tom Segura. Segura? Segura?
I am Segura.
Segura? Tom Segura with his Come Together tour with Bobby Lee and Jessica Kirsten. And then the final day, the Sunday, which would be the 11th, we got Theo Vaughn with his Return of the Rat with Chelsea Lynn and Laura Peake.
I am very excited.
This is And honestly, the ticket pricing, like, for, like, the general admission is not too bad.
Mm.
Like, I think it was, like, $90 per day. So if there was, like, one person that you wanted to see one day, like, that's not too bad for a general admission. So for those of you interested and want to check any of those guys out, you can go on the Great Outdoor Comedy Festival website, order your tickets. The doors on Friday and Saturday, they open at 6:30, and the Sunday show, that opens at 5:30. So if anyone's interested in that, I love Tom Segura. I've seen his, like, Netflix stuff.
I love Theo Vaughn. I love that man.
He's pretty funny too. I like the types of comedy. There's two different types of comedy that I like. It's the over the top, like the Kevin Hart loud, over the topness, the Jim Carrey-esque kind of thing. And then the wow, I didn't expect that comedy. And Tom does a good job at that. I didn't expect that.
I like the so stupid that it's funny kind of stuff.
Yeah, the silly goose stuff.
Yeah, that's my type of bus.
Yeah.
Bus?
Bus, party, vibe, I don't know. One of those words.
It's it one works. Of those vibes. It's just one of those vibes when you don't want to wake up.
Yeah.
Do you know what else is my kind of vibe?
What's your kind of vibe?
Burger week.
Wow. Mm. What a round of applause for that transition.
Yeah.
We love a good transition here.
Woo. So, speaking of Burger Week, from the 11th to the 20th, it's Halifax Burger Week. And it's actually not called Halifax Burger Week, which I found out. It's called Halifax Burger Bash.
HBB.
So, it's a citywide burger eating phenomenon and a fundraiser for Feed Nova Scotia. So it's put on by the Coast, which is a news outlet here in Halifax, and restaurants across the city come up with a burger that is sold only during the week at a set price, with a portion of it being a donation to Feed Nova Scotia. Over the last 11 years, the fundraiser raised $883,000 for Feed Nova Scotia.
We love that.
So, I don't know about you guys. I don't know about you guys, listeners. I love me some burgers. Like, I'm a big burger person. So, I went and looked at the burgers that are being sold, found some that I want to share with you guys, and give you a little taste of what kind of delicious burgers you could try this week. So, the Chicken Little Cafe up in Laramie Tech has a $8 burger called the Big Dill. Yeah. Pickles, A pickle lover's dream come true. Say goodbye to burger boredom and hello to a delicious delight. Our classic beef patty topped with Miss Vicky's spicy dill potato chips and tangy dill pickles, bacon, and red onion, all drizzled with our creamy dill pickle aioli for an extra punch of flavor.
Okay, that sounds good.
Oh my god, that sounds so good.
I know.
I'm really not like a burger person, but that sounds really good.
I love me some dill pickle, and it's just up the hill for me, so I might have to go for a walk.
There you go.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
Hit it on the way home from work or something.
Yes.
You know, I just conquered a great workout, gotta treat myself. gonna eat that burger. Hell yeah.
The other one I found is a garlic burger from the King of Donaire down on Quinpool.
Oh.
Yeah. Wait till you hear this one, because I want this one. It's an $8 burger, and it says burgers come in all shapes and sizes. We have a triangle-shaped bun, shaved beef, cheese and sauce. All of the makings of a delicious beefy burger where Halifax official food is sandwiched between two slices. Yes, slices of garlic fingers. Try subbing out the Donaire sauce for some Dave's hot sauce on your next garlic burger.
Okay, you had me at garlic finger, like that's like, oh my god.
Yeah, Brian lived off the garlic pizza at NSCC, so you're talking to the right crowd.
I miss that. I really do. I also have a burger that I looked up, and this makes sense why.
Okay.
It's called the Alfredo Chicken Burger, and I love Alfredo. So, you know, when you put Alfredo into anything, I'll try it.
Yum, yum.
So it's from Sketty and Balco on Argyle Street. I've never been there, but I think my sister's been there, and she's like, we need to go. I'm like, okay. Tell me when, and I'll start the car. Anyways, so it's called the Alfredo Chicken Burger, like I said. It's on a toasted brioche bun one. It's crispy chicken breast topped with fresh tomato sauce, fried spaghetti Alfredo patty, lettuce, and roasted garlic served with french fries. Now that would be good. That would send me to the bathroom after.
Yes, it would. It would send anyone to the bathroom, but for good reason.
Yeah, for good reason. So maybe I'm not in Halifax anymore, but I should have went to try it.
Yeah, I'm regretting not beating Hallie right now. I said.
Right?
I said. I know, Sarah. I know.
It is $20, but I mean, $1 of it goes to Feed Nova Scotia. So, you know, if I'm supporting Feed Nova Scotia, I don't care the price, really.
Right? If you know it's going for a good cause, like, why the heck not? It's going to be the same with, like, McHappy Day. It's just like, give me 27 McDoubles. I don't even care.
Right. Yeah.
To a charity. Yeah. Why not?
Who cares? Mm-hmm. Just give me the burger. Take all my money.
We'll be back after these few messages.
Dungeons & Dragons, Vampire the Masquerade, Pathfinder, Call of Cthulhu, and 100 more besides. Whatever role-playing universe you like to play or run games in, the desire is always there to become a better player or run a better game. Welcome to Playing the Role, a show dedicated to exploring the art of role-playing in the hopes of building better players and better games. Join me, Nathan Stone, a longtime game master.
They still, every time I run a game, will do something that my eyes kind of go wide, and I'm just like, okay, that's a choice you made, and now I have to deal with that choice. Thank you. Thank you for that.
And my friends, Darcy Robinson.
And so I ended up being a centaur that abandoned his post to run away from this life and got captured by these goblins.
Did you have to give them centaur pony rides?
Yes.
And Dylan Campbell.
I love being challenged, trying to get one under me. I love that. Yes, please, try, because I think I got all my bases covered. You can't get to me. I'm a fortress.
Who also happen to be longtime game masters. As we talk about everything that goes into making great games, the things you should never ever do, and how to take your gaming experience to the next level. We've been doing this for a long time, so there's plenty of stories to tell of great gaming moments, disasters averted, or just plain old disasters. Each episode ends with a challenge, a call out to us and to you to work our role-playing muscles by designing a character, NPC, or location within a certain theme. And of course, we share the results on the show. We hope you'll join our quest to become better players and run better games here on Playing the Role. Available on YouTube and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Do you like stabbing the stand with a hunting knife while side-eyeing the wife of your stalkee?
Do you like sabotaging water slides to avenge your son?
Have you or any of your coworkers incited criminal arson upon your person?
Are you torn between two worlds, e.g. the life of a lawyer and that of a lifeguard?
Then we implore you to listen to these curated clips.
Take her under your wing. Guide her. Show her the way.
See, the great lady's always been my mistress.
Trevor Cole, shark fighter and virgin converter.
Hey, you don't pass up one victim for another one. Not in my water or anywhere. You got that?
Craig, why are you doing this to me?
Damn it, now stop it.
The poem?
Tell me the poem.
Like what? Like a power ski, man.
If any of this or that was appealing to you, then you might be Baywatched.
Coming September 25th to the Vox Crow Network.
That?
Robot blood.
Always knew the industrial age would end in chaos.
Be sure to tell the young woman that mother sends regards.
Good night, campers.
You are trespassing on SeaWorld property.
What if these things can read our minds?
They're gonna be awful mad when they get to me.
Welcome to the Video Cult. We're dedicated to bringing to light some of the most weird and wonderful movies you've ever, or never, seen.
Dead Teenager's Brains.
Jamal, what's really in there?
Dead Teenager's Brains.
Cult classics, B-movie masterpieces, diamonds in the rough. Join Josh, Gabrielle, and myself, Nathan, for deep dives and scene-by-scene breakdowns of these entertaining cinematic oddities.
Are you wearing a condom?
What?
No, I didn't think so. Well, this is a safe sex zone, sir. So you're gonna have to move along.
The first three episodes drop July 19th everywhere you get podcasts. Welcome to the cult. Dust off that VCR, and don't forget your popcorn.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Time to get back to whatever we were talking about.
Is it time for the game now?
It is.
Oh my god, I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this. So, for the people in the world of the TikToks, you might have heard of this. It's a little Twitter handle's been going around, and it says something like, give me y'all's craziest hear me out.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And like a hear me out is where it's a little like controversially, I like it and I want to see if I can get you to like it too. Right.
Okay.
So these are hear me outs in terms of they've mainly been like cartoon animals, cartoons in general that are a little controversial, but people are finding hella fine. So I have compiled a list of some of the popular ones that I've seen, some of the not popular ones that I've seen, and based off the ones that I've seen, made my own. Now listen, I would like to say the ones that I made, I don't agree with all of them. I don't, okay? But for the sake of the challenge, I made them and I want Brianne and Sarah's opinion on such. So, I made a fat list and we're gonna go down it. Are you guys freaking ready?
I was born ready.
So we could do this either way. This could either be smash or pass, or you could do it like, would you go on a date with the thing that I'm about to name off. Dealer's choice. Whatever your comfort level is. Me personally, I'm doing a little bit of the both. Like a first, like a fifth date maybe, and seeing if it goes further in the evening. So the first one I got.
Are you going to share your screen and we can see them? Or?
You guys are going to know majority of these. There are a couple where I was like, I don't know if Brian and Sarah are going to know these ones. So I have a Google Images picture kind of locked and loaded, ready to go. We'll do those guys maybe at the end. But you guys should know who Scar from Lion King is.
Oh, yeah.
What do we think of Scar? Do we agree with that? Is that a good hear me out?
Yeah.
Hee-haw.
He's
a dilf. I'll be honest. He
gives me, like, bad boy vibes.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I know, like, if he was a human, he'd probably be, like, 40s, whatever. Yeah. But I need a sugar daddy. Why can't it be Scar?
It could be.
That could be Scar.
It could be.
Michael Myers.
No.
Ryan?
We're just pulling up the phone.
I'm not risking dealing with the crazy guy. I'm not risking that.
Nope. That's a recipe from nightmare fuel. Yeah, that's a thing.
So I just want to give a fair warning that this is now officially where the list takes a downward spiral. And you might have to be a little bit more creative because you're going to go, wow, when I mention the Pixar lamp. But there was apparently somebody that said, hear me out, and said the Pixar lamp. Would you go on a date with the Pixar lamp?
I mean, hear me out. Seriously, I'd try it. If it doesn't go right, then we don't have to go on a second date. He seems very jumpy.
Yeah, he's low-key being pretty mean to that eye. He's kind of being a little meanie-bobini. I don't know if I want him jumping on me.
He's a high school bully.
Let me do the experiment, and then I will pass my experiences on, and then you guys can make your decisions.
Okay, sure.
Is that how that works?
Because at this rate, I don't think I'm going to get any other boyfriend.
Hey, girl. I went on this date with Gary. He's not too bad. Mine is, like, jumping on top of you. Not too bad. You can go ahead and give him a shot.
Yeah, that's going to be me.
Baby shark?
No. You're really making me think about these. Like, I'm not really just going, like, no. Like,
why not? He's a baby.
It's a baby.
Don't mind.
Brienne, you in your 20s. That's all, baby.
Baby shark. Doo, doo, doo.
No.
I don't know. Probably no, though. I'll see. For now, no.
Quagmire from Family Guy.
No, that's a definite no.
No.
No, I'm sorry. Nope. Nope. Nope.
Giggity, giggity.
My dad has that ringtone for his phone, and I get to hear it every time someone calls him, and it's annoying.
What's your dad's number? I'll make sure you hear plenty.
Yeah. Give us Ralph's number low key. Gotta make sure we call him.
No, I'm not. Definitely not.
Venom.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
All I'm gonna say, Mom, I'm sorry. Nick, I'm sorry. That tongue.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no.
Sarah's going red. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna leave it at that. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, probably best.
Pennywise, the dancing clown.
No.
Hiya, Sarah. You wanna play a game?
No, I guess.
Brienne wants a balloon?
No, you can kindly exit.
Captain Underpants.
Nope.
That's a hard no.
That's an easy no.
What about Barney the Dinosaur?
No.
This one I made up. This one I made up.
I mean, yeah, no, I'm good.
I don't want to man the hands around with kids.
See, he's a gentle giant, so like I can handle a date, you know. Like I feel like Barney the Dinosaur would be the kind of guy that would like hold the chair as you sit down and like pull it back into the table. You know, like he's a gentleman.
Yeah, he'd be that type. But you know,
you would go in to order like the salad, and he would be like, "She actually wants the double cheeseburger and substitute the fries for a poutine." And you'd be like, "Barney, you just know me."
Just like your friends, like, so who you dating? Oh, I'm going on a date with Barney.
Big purple dinosaur.
Oh, you know, Barney.
The awkward selfies that you got. No, I'm good.
Now, could you see yourself saying if somebody was asking who you were going on a date with, you'd go, oh, you know, Mickey Mouse?
No.
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 What about the map from Dora the Explorer?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
He knows his way around to places.
He does.
I didn't think about that.
He'd have the whole thing mapped out. He would. He'd have the whole date mapped out. You'd get there and he'd be like, 4:30, we go to the restaurant. By 6 o'clock, we're going with like the dots to the park. Having a romantic walk around the park. 9 p.m. I walk you back to your house.
Okay.
You're a fine gentleman, you know?
Hear me out, though. I would do Boots, though. I would go on a date with Boots. If I had to pick any character from Dora, Boots.
He's a nice fella.
Yeah.
What about Sully from Monsters, Inc.?
Okay, I would.
Cuddly.
Right? What a great big spoon. What a great
big spoon.
Out of all these options, he'd be the best big spoon. No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Beetlejuice.
Nah.
No.
No. You can take his head off.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
No.
I'm so good.
There's two here that I've never seen so many people hop on a bandwagon for, and I'm really confused, and I don't know if I'm missing something. The wave from Moana.
How can you go?
There has been numerous people that have been like, the wave from Moana, and I'm trying to figure that out.
What?
Yeah. I don't see that one.
No, thank you. I'm good.
Now,
yeah.
Here's one that I might. Tom Nook.
I mean, yeah, from Animal Crossing, he has all the money from the villagers that pay him money, so he can buy me expensive stuff. Sure.
He's got bank.
That's the easiest yes. And if he did ask me to marry him, I'd be like, yes, Tom Nook.
Absolutely, Tom Nook.
What about that's the easiest.
What about Barry B. Benson from the B movie?
Oh, now I'm good, thanks.
See, he's gotten a human before, you know? That means he's a smooth talker.
Or she's not.
The only reason I'm saying no is because Jerry Seinfeld pisses me off. So you would just have to sound like Jerry Seinfeld, and I'd be like, no, I'm good.
No, I'm fine. I got the lamp or Tom Nook, so I'm good.
You got Brianne's set.
I'm set.
You're gonna be on the internet telling people that you would go out with the Pixar lamp and I would have SCX with Venom. You do realize that, right? That's gonna be on the internet forever. You do.
And here I am being a goddess in this corner.
Yep. It's out there. Whatever. I said it.
It's out there. We're here now. Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the French accent. Those sweet, sweet moves.
Let me pull up a chair.
He's a candle. He'd set the mood.
Yep.
Or burn me.
Well, you know what? I'm not even going to finish that sentence. You know what? I was going to say something and it's like, you know what? I already said I'd have sex with Venom. I should probably just stop there.
I should stop.
Whatever. Manny from Ice Age. That's the Willy Mammoth.
No.
That one I made
up. Nah, I'm good.
He's a gentle giant.
Nah, I'm good.
He's got the trunk. Judge Judy. Yes. Judge Judy.
Oh, no.
No.
Benjamin Franklin.
No.
I'm rapid firing these now just to get some reactions. Optimus Prime. This is the second most popular one that I've seen. The Wave from Moana and Optimus Prime have been the most popular. I mean, I'd rather Optimus Prime than the Wave.
Yeah. I'm the same way, so yeah.
Karen from SpongeBob.
She's the
robot that hangs out with Plankton.
No.
Nah.
Bowser.
No.
No.
I would.
Why not, right? He's a, you know, I
use him as a character every time I play Mario Kart.
And then I swear to you guys, before I share my screen and show the ones that I didn't know if you'd know or not, somebody, I swear, put something about the math equation 7 times 7 = 49.
Where are you finding this at?
TikTok. People are posting on Twitter and then people are screenshotting it and taking it to their TikToks and they're like, why would you write that? And that's just it. Why would you, something about just that one specific math equation, no other one, just 7 times 7 = 49.
I mean, they should have did 9 + 10 = 21. But it's not really 21. 19.
Okay, so here's one. This is Fillmore, the van from Cars.
No.
I would hang out with him. He seemed like he'd be a good pal, you know?
Nah, I'm good.
You're good.
We can be friends. Nothing more.
Now, what about Ai Lung from Kung Fu Panda?
See, I've never seen Kung Fu Panda.
Okay, well, based off looks.
Yeah.
He's got moves. He's got moves. Look at that bod. Look at those pecs. He's got moves like Jagger.
Well, we'll go on a date, and then if I hate it, then no.
This is Dusty from Handy Manny.
No way. I used to watch that show all the time. No way. No way.
Nolan loved this show. This was one of Nolan's favorites.
Jack did too.
I love it. I love it.
He loved it.
If I would probably go on a date with Handy Mandy himself.
Yeah, the man, the myth, like, the legend right here.
Yeah, but like the tool, he could be useful in some situations. I mean, but
he's a father figure to all these tools. Like, he'd make a good dad.
Nah,
I
can
see it. What about the spirit horse?
No.
Nah, I'm good.
Mr. Wolf from Bad Guy. That would be, you see the picture of, like, there's the shark, there's the snake, kind of where, like, the green background is on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
That wolf guy.
Yeah.
Now, I've never seen this movie. It's a fairly new DreamWorks movie. But he's dressing to impress me.
Yeah, sure.
And this is our final hear me out. Jolly the Green Giant.
No to Jolly.
Poor guy.
Yeah, no. I'm sorry.
No to Brienne. Oh, sorry, Jolly. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just going to be with Tom Nook now. We're messaging each other right now. So, yeah.
Before we go, this just popped up on my Facebook, and I feel like it's extremely important to bring up. Elliot Page has just been named one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people of 2024.
Good for them.
Right? So, huge exactly. Round of applause to Elliot Page. One of my ex-partners was in Halifax. I think she was at like the grocery store or something and ran into Elliot Page and was like, nice guy. Nice person. Uh-huh. Took a selfie with my partner at the time. They talked for a little bit. Seems like an overall good person. So
yeah.
Congratulations to Elliot.
Congrats.
Wherever you may be. And that's been the episode. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
Thank you. My hands apparently are saying thank you. I don't know what this is. Mind your business.
Thank you.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter/X, and TikTok. And
yeah.
You can watch us on YouTube and listen on all of our streaming platforms.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much. Have a good day. Thank you, Hand. No problem.
I love that.
All right, bye guys.
Bye.
Bye.